Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cavehill Campus. The cornerstone of the St. Stephen's Anglican Church is set in place. On this day, January 30th in the year 1836, the Barbadian published the news that a ceremony had taken place to memorialize the laying of the cornerstone, signaling the intended construction of a chapel in Black Rock to be called St. Stephen. The entire occasion was celebratory and momentous in nature. The tone of the event was described as being quote-unquote solemn and interesting, and was reportedly, quote, witnessed by the most numerous and highly respectable parishioners of St. Michael ever assembled on a similar occasion. Gentlemen from other parishes were also present, end quote. Amongst those assembled for the ceremony on the previous Thursday, January 28th, were, quote, the Bishop of Barbados, the Right Reverend William Hart Coleridge, the Bishop of Jamaica, and a number of clergy, end quote. They met at the hospitable mansion Carleton Lodge, the residence of the then treasurer of the island, Benjamin C. Howell, Esquire. This property was located on the site of the original Carlton Supermarket in Black Rock. About 11:30 a.m., the group left Mr. Howell's home at Carleton and, quote, proceeded to the site of the contemplated building where the boys of the St. Mary's School were already assembled and the stone prepared in the usual manner for laying, end quote. The boys sang a psalm, after which the Bishop of Barbados delivered a sterling address to those gathered, lauding them for their efforts and commitment in bringing the project to the current stage toward, quote-unquote, spreading the religion. After the pomp and ceremony, the bishops and clergy returned to Mr. Howell's home, where they were entertained. The joy attached to the moment was also very apparent in the reporting in the newspaper, as the writer extended pleasure at the signal start of the construction, sharing his delight with those attached to the chapel in this way. Quote, Thursday was a glorious day for the Black Rockites. They have had the pleasure of at last witnessing the commencement of their chapel, so long contemplated, and they evinced, by their numbers and devout demeanor, the paramount importance which they attached to it, end quote. The building of this chapel was important to the accommodation of, quote, large families of that important portion of society, the middling class, who have been hitherto, from distance and other causes, completely shut out from the public worship of the Almighty, will, we trust, shortly have an opportunity of raising their voices in the great congregation. We sincerely congratulate them on the occasion, end quote. Mention was also made of the large number of apprentice laborers who were also present at the ceremony. Quote, the proprietors, much to their credit, having given them leave to attend the ceremony, and we cannot neglect noticing the peaceable and decorous manner in which they conducted themselves, end quote. The construction of the St. Stephen Chapel was another installment in the campaign under the leadership of Bishop Coleridge in spearheading the construction of chapels of ease across the island, ensuring that those desirous of attending the services of the Anglican Church could be easily accommodated.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.